going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack. We're having so much fun today and over the weekend. Braves took 2-3 in Boston, staying above 500. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm sure yesterday when that grand slam was hit off Schwelly, we were all a bit nervous, but they came back 10-4. Double digits for the win and getting a much-deserved day off today after 17 straight days of games.
Yeah, a lot of Brave stuff to be hyped up about. I will give a shout-out to our buddy John Hitchens, who just hit us right back on Twitter and said, Bo has lost his mind. Think bangs, not mullet, when it comes to toilet paper roll.
I love that.
Yeah, it's the best way I can think of it. So, Dylan, we are on the same page, right? You like the mullet edition, and I'm on team bangs when
team
it comes
bangs.
To toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm team mullet.
Okay, y'all have lost y'all's mind.
No, I mean, anyways, it's the right way to go about it, but it's all good.
How do they stock it in public restrooms? Just asking.
Yeah, ask. How do they – remember how, like, you went to a hotel and they folded it and put a little sticker on it? Yeah, it's crazy. It's like over
there. Bangs.
It's bangs. Yeah, they got a sticker on their bangs.
That's all right. Me and Bo – I would just like to think that Bo and I are forward-thinking.
Okay.
Everybody else
or backwards
is not
thinking.
Really.
Right, yeah, okay. Anyways.
Isn't it weird how pitchers cannot pitch their best outing? Not to go back to sports.
Right? Yeah.
But
please do.
And they don't pitch their best. They get a win. They pitch their best. They get nothing. Grant Holmes has pitched had two good outings, and he's got nothing from it.
That's been the story of Chris Sale's season so far.
Well, yeah. He had a couple. You're right. He had a couple of games where he's got nothing. But he has started to get something. He pitched phenomenal. We didn't even talk about it.
I know.
Chris Sale was phenomenal
Friday
night.
That's the tip of my head when you brought that up. I was like, Chris Sale went off Friday night.
I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And the Braves, to their credit, you know, Olson and Murphy go back to back off. I think he caught Crochet is how you pronounce his name.
Yeah,
and he's been one of their better pitchers. You could call it Crotchet, but
probably won't.
I think it's
there's a pause in there somewhere. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know where it's at, but it's in there.
But it's just funny because Schwellenbach's had better performances this year, and I feel like he's been robbed. And yesterday, he had one bad inning. He had one bad inning. I mean, he had trouble at times, but he had one really bad inning, which was the grand slam from Devers. Everything else, he was good.
Yeah.
And Devers was
Devers, he's on my fantasy. He is hotter than a firecracker right now. Yeah. Nice work.
Hey,
it was a soft ding, but I got it in there.
Ding.
All right, ding.
Write that down. It was a soft ding, but I got it in there. That's what you better use your version, not
dude,
mine.
Stop, y'all, dude. You're going too far. There's a lot to be said about just leaving it to everybody else's imagination.
I feel I can, you know, kind of take those little puns deeper these
all
days.
Right. Pause.
One thing I do want to circle back to that you mentioned earlier was that Schwellenbach has kind of a stone cold face when he goes out there, and he doesn't really show a lot of emotion. That's why I'm obsessed with his wife's TikTok account, because she shows him having the most biggest reactions. They were walking around. They got a latte in Boston over the weekend, and he is just like, oh my gosh. Ah! So it's a wonderful TikTok account. You can see him in all different facets.
Awesome.
See, that's the best, though, is because That's how you know he's a gamer. Like, dude is he is that dude. Chris Sale apparently is a lot like that as well. Like, Chris Sale is a completely different human being on mm-hmm. Daisy pitches. And I know he probably absolutely loathes this story, but, like, you know, this is a story where he didn't like the years ago when he was a White Sox pitcher.
Yes.
He didn't like the they had, like, the alternate jerseys or these throwbacks or something. He didn't like them. So he took scissors to them and cut them up. And it was like he got a bad rap for it.
Yeah.
But everybody that talks about Chris Sale talks about how great of a dude he is, how, you know, all these good things. But on game day, He is a different human
being.
He's
a Jesse, man.
And I think it's different for pitchers than anybody else. And I love that aspect.
You know, and I've always heard that too. I remember I went up to Wrigley 1 year and I was on the field beforehand. Ryan Dempster, you remember Ryan Dempster? He's on MLB Network now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spent years as a starting pitcher and a closer for a couple of different teams, Red Sox, Cubs.
For a while, right?
Yeah, so we were up on the field and Ryan Dempster was just on the field greeting fans before the game. It was like his, you know, I don't know, maybe he had a side session that day or just not one of his work days. He was a starting pitcher at the time. And he's just like, I mean, he's almost like a member of the front office, like shaking hands, talking to people, batting practice is going on. He's working the field, just, you know, chatting. And I was like, you know, I said something to him about how I never understood that people did that. I didn't know that, like, players. And he was like, well, man, you know, when it's an off day, it's a little bit different. He was like, catch me on game day, like when the start's coming up. He's like, I don't talk to anybody. Literally don't talk to a soul until I'm done with my outing. And I was like, I feel that. Nicest dude in the world. But he's like, do you come to me before a game I'm starting? I'm not speaking to you. I will walk right past you. I'm like, God. Like, it's just, but I feel like Chris Sale's that guy. Like, I feel like he's the kind of guy that's like, man, I don't know what you want to talk about. Give me a couple hours. I'll be right back. But I'm thinking about something else right now.
I just love that. I love that mentality. I don't know. It's just so cool to hear. Like, the guys, they turn it on, they take it that serious. And look, like, some guys don't have to. And I think it's cool on the other side, where you can be laughing and joking, and then as soon as, you know, walk out of the dugout, it was like I don't know what was going on, but there was Austin Riley and Spencer Strider were sitting together the other day at the bench, and it was in the middle, and, you know, they were obviously in, they were hitting, and they were sitting there, and they were having such an animated conversation. Like, they even pointed out on TV, it looked like they were screaming at each other. But you could tell they were just, it was a conversation, and nobody was mad. Nobody was, you know, there was no upsetness, I'm sure, but that's just like, but then you can go out there and just perform. Like, obviously, Austin Riley goes back out there and does his thing. Austin had some pretty good hit balls this weekend, too.
I want to bring up one question to you, and I saw this on social. Bigger addition to the team, do you think, in the end, will be Spencer Strider? Or, I mean, like, not in the end, but right now. Spencer Strider coming back, or the opportunity for possibly Craig Kimbrell to be up in about a week? And I want to just bring this up because I think Grant had this stat on From the Diamond last night. Braves ERA entering the weekend was 2.89. Their staff ERA, 2.89. And I think we look at the pitching, we're like, oh, thank God, Spencer Strider's coming back. I mean, there is that. But, boy, you need help in that 7-8 inning role more than you probably do a starter right now. Not that he's not going to be great in the long run, but I'm just like, dude, you need another arm.
I saw someone tweet, I want to say it was one of the Braves beat writers said that one of the biggest issues it might have been Mark Bowman that said that one of the biggest problems for this team is they didn't sign a guy. I think it was Dave O'Brien, actually, after Jimenez went down last year. They should have signed a setup man. I think you have the setup man. I think the problem is you don't know what the closer is right now. And I think the seven spot would be for Kimbrell. But see, Kimbrell, Grant pointed out this. Kimbrell, up until yesterday, he hadn't gone back-to-back appearances. And I think yesterday was his first back-to-back appearance.
Yeah.
So part of that, to me, is them trying to keep his fatigue away. The fatigue that he faced last year in September. So I'm not even sure that Kimbrell is going to be that back-to-back day guy right now.
Yeah.
But I think Deceval can. So right now I would say Strider, because what you have now, when you haven't had in a few years on this staff, is depth. Because Elder hopefully comes back up and looks like the guy he did when you sent him down.
Yeah.
And hopefully these guys continue their success.
I know we're going to get to Life Squid in just a second. I do want to give a shout out to our buddy ATL Lee on Twitter right now. He just tweeted at me and Bo, and he said, hey, just shout out to y'all. He said his grandfather passed away this weekend. He loved listening to us. in the morning, said headed to go fishing or just to loafing around. We'd always have him laughing and debating. So shout out. I was trying to get his name before I throw out there, but just thinking about that family, man. So I appreciate you guys listening as always. It's always a humbling experience when somebody says something like that. So yeah, shout out to ATLE on Twitter for and his grandfather, man. Hopefully your family is letting him rest easy. So not to be dark going into Life is Squid, because I'm sure that his grandfather wouldn't have liked that. But there you go.
Well, I think I can cheer him up.
Cheer him up. There's only one Squid Billy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can.
Yeah, I probably should make him laugh, you know, cheer him up. I do apologize for your loss, and I hope you can continue to listen to us, ATLE.
Yeah, we'll hold it down.
Held true, though. This I did some did a little grilling Friday with the Blackstone.
Do you call that grilling?
I think it's not
a grill.
Yeah,
it's a griddle.
That was
griddling.
My question. Is it grilling?
Hey,
or?
What happens when you cook outdoors?
You're cooking out.
Yeah, you're cooking out.
Oh, you're grilling. That's what I did. Don't just repeat him, Allie.
You are
don't
not
just follow
ready.
Him.
You are not ready for that hurricane. You're cooking out. Anyways.
Did some I had some of my Omaha Steaks burgers, so I did those. I did some bacon on there. And I actually had a couple of Kroger does it. They'll just do stuff for sale randomly, and they had a couple of the country style ribs.
Love those.
I bought two of those.
Those are one of my favorites.
Put some Baron Burton's W sauce in all of the meat, except for the bacon, because I mean bacon is standalone meat. I mean, you don't need anything for it. Yeah, I could just eat a whole
shout out Squiggy
bundle of bacon.
What? I'm just
whole bundle of bacon.
I'm just saying.
And my friends at New Realm Brewing Allen Lager had one of those while I was doing it, and a glass of bourbon. So, anyways, it was phenomenal. Friday night got off to a great start, but we had a rough patch.
Golf game or what? What happened?
Well, hold on. Actually, let me get to the golf game real quick before I get to the actual rough patch. Shout out, member Eagle Watch. Shout out to David Bash and Paul Grenier, some two buddies of mine. They won. They're back to back member champions. Carter and I didn't fare so well, but all that said, we had a great weekend. So Friday, you know, we ate dinner, going to get to bed early. Pork chop gets down. As y'all know, I'm the night duty, diaper change, and bottle service. And we get on the changing table. And I'm just about ready to wrap up, about to slide that new diaper on.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm.
I look down, and there is just
dude,
nice little pile there.
Yeah, speaking of.
And so.
Speaking of dirty brushes.
I tried to start cleaning that up, realized that her foot got in a little bit of it.
Oh.
So I'm doing the extra wipe down.
Oh.
Poor and, job.
I can smell it through then the
I
microphone.
Hear, and I've got everything cleaned up. Then I hear,
No.
Trifecta. Oh.
Back to,
what we call a triple decker, what the heck?
It was just a wet diaper to begin with, and then it became a dirty changing table.
Oh, no.
Sounds like it became a dirty floor.
And then, no, it's on the changing table.
Yeah. Sounds like, seriously. It was a delayed number three.
Then,
Dylan.
Nah, what's wrong with delayed number three?
Well, the problem was it got in her clothes.
Can hear the dials turning in the cars out on 285.
So now we got to change the clothes. Luckily, my closer came in. And she knew where Amy just woke up, came over with the clothes. So Mama jumped in, helped me out. We did the, you know, the pit crew.
Yeah, you got style. To. Yeah. Sometimes it takes two.
So I felt, baby. I was like, man, I really appreciate you stepped up, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, we get to Saturday night, and I'm a little bit tireder because, again, I'm one day of golf and a little bit of boozing. And we get into literally the exact same thing. And I'm like, all right, we got to do this one.
No.
Oh.
It happened again?
It's a pattern.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And then
she was not happy with you.
And man. Then I go to, and then I go, I'm almost went, again. I'm like, oh, come on. So we did back-to-backs. You know, the Braves got back-to-back with Olson and Murphy on Friday night. They didn't get to go. I don't remember them going back-to-back Saturday. But anyways, so this time, though, Big Papa Squid handled it all by himself. We stayed out of the clothes. The clothes didn't get dirty. Amy didn't wake up. I didn't need her. We got it cleaned up. Boom. So then last night, when she woke up for it, I put the pass in her mouth and was like, I'm going to give you like 15 more minutes and you're really going to start crying because I want you, if you got something going on, I want you to finish it.
So grunting. Because
we are not doing a cleanup on aisle three again.
And see, that's what I was about to ask you. I was like, did you end up picking up on the trend that maybe, you know, after the number one, the number two is a little bit delayed?
I woke up and said, you know, you wake up at like 1 or 2 a.m., you know, I'm 40 something. I got to go to the bathroom this one. I'm going to go to the bathroom first. So then I came back and I was like, I don't think you're not mad enough yet. I'm going to go lay back. I'm going to put that pass and lay down. And then all of a sudden that pass, he got shot around. And I was like, all right, now you're ripe. You're good now. And sure is blank.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Got it.
I went in there and that thing was full. I was like, yeah, ain't gonna go. Now we are done with that.
Well, hopefully,
I made the second half adjustment, Michael.
Hopefully when you body train her, she knows to use the bangs and not the mullet. Okay. So that's the next thing.
Well, she'll have to pull from a mullet.
Anyways, thank you so much for riding the roller coaster that is the morning shift this morning. We appreciate you guys for hanging out with us. I'm Mike. That's Allie. That's Bo. That's Dylan. We'll be right back same time, same place at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. You got the steakhouse right now. Until then, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.